to the podcast. Yeah. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the podcast. Yeah. Welcome to the podcast.
Please tell me why.
That's copyright. It's, you can't use that.
Oh, you're right. We're gonna get kicked off of YouTube.
No, it's just someone else will make money off of it.
Oh, you're right.
No, all right, so what is a podcast? Explain to me what... is it just people talking in a microphone? Is that...
Yeah, usually they pick a topic and they talk about it.
Yeah. Does it have to be one topic?
No. I mean, like the Joe Rogan Experience usually talks about like political stuff. It can range to like a wild number of things.
All right. I don't think I understand the concept of a podcast.
A podcast is an episodic series of spoken word digital audio files that a user can download to a personal device for easy listening.
This is like new timey radio.
In a way.
You have to have a real nice voice. Do you think I have a nice voice?
You do have a nice voice.
I think you have a nice voice.
Thank you.
This is the compliment podcast. We just compliment each other for the next 3 hours.
For the minute, get ready, listeners. I'm going to do some asthma.
Is it asthma or is it ASMR?
ASMR.
ASMR.
But some people say asthma. It's, I don't know.
Like, some people say Asperger's, and some people say Asperger's.
Asperger's.
Acid burgers.
Acid burgers.
Acid burgers. All right, so we had an idea for a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that with the added caveat that I do not know what a podcast is or how to do one. But when we still had the idea, the podcast was about games.
Mm-hmm.
We would talk about different like game stories and different game ideas, and this is a perfect time to do it because I did not prepare or think about anything to say because I thought we were going to record a vocal track for a song, but it turns out that we decided to do that in like the worst environment ever. But it's a pretty chill environment for a podcast, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like... structuring a podcast, it's a bit different than like coming in and saying that, hey, I'm going to do, for example, I'm going to read a book to you, or I'm going to we're going to talk about this topic and I've done this amount of research and we're going to talk about that. But I don't know, podcasts can be completely off the cuff. It kind of depends, because you hear a lot of the experience of, like, you know, YouTubers saying they were just doing something that they just wanted to do. And in the end, they're surprised that they got an audience for whatever they were doing. It's a little different from the people who go out to make a YouTube to get popular.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't usually record myself when I do things that I wanted to do. This is not part of the process of what I want to do.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna videotape myself doing it too.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll put it on YouTube. I don't know.
Well, you don't have to video yourself. You could put up a background, a nice background, or have like gameplay footage. You know, that's very popular with the kids. Play some Minecraft. They like to watch you just make giant golden dicks.
Yes. Yeah. That's what the kids are into, the golden dicks. So back to the games.
Uh-huh.
So since I'm a creature of preparedness,
mm-hmm.
And I'm not preparedness,
mm-hmm.
Tell me about games, Mike.
About games in general?
Tell me a game story. What happened to you? Why are you the way you are?
Why? Well, you see, it all started with... me growing up with a NES and a SNES in my house, the Nintendo and Super Nintendo, respectively.
Well, I thought that was one I just didn't find out about. You know, this, again, they had the NES, then the SNES.
SNES. What did you grow up with console-wise?
My first console was a PlayStation. And then after that, I got the Nintendo 64. But the only reason why my first console was a PlayStation is because my dad knew that he could rip the games really easily, so you wouldn't have to buy the new games.
Oh, that's fair enough.
He had a friend. back then, there was Blockbuster, and he had a friend that, like, he could just rent the game from Blockbuster, give it to my friend. My friend would make a copy, mm-hmm. and we'd give it back to Blockbuster. I'd keep this golden CD copy of these games. Mm-hmm. One of the first few ones was Final Fantasy VII, I believe. Mm-hmm. Someone would start on the train, right?
Yeah, that's seven.
Yeah, I did not understand that game at all.
No.
And then I had...
Was it in Spanish?
No. Because we got it here.
Oh, okay.
At the Blockbuster. No, I guess if you want to, like, if you're asking, like, my first console back in Venezuela, like, was PC. I was PC.
Yeah.
And I played Solitaire.
Yeah.
You know, all the high powered PC games and
Free Cell, Chips Revenge,
Minesweeper. Oh, yeah. I didn't know what was happening, but I was all into that Minesweeper.
The Space Pinball 3D.
Yes.
Space Cadet.
I was a pinball wizard. I wasn't. I sucked at it.
I played a game very often during those days. It was called MS Paint. I drew Tifa, actually, from Final Fantasy VII, and secretly I also drew her without a top.
See, I didn't understand that game so badly. I never got to Tifa. I didn't even know what was going on. I was like, I just can't catch this stupid train. I don't get it. Where's the ticket station? Why?
But even after you came off of the train?
Yeah, I was just like, I don't, where's my connecting?
How old were you?
I was here in the United States. So I had to be like seven.
Mm.
Or so. But the game I was good at was Crash Bandicoot. Mm-hmm. That was my jam.
I didn't mention that.
And Metal Gear. Or not Metal Gear, Twisted Metal.
Oh, man.
Completely different.
Oh, Twisted Metal. Twisted Metal 2. That was the game to have. I remember listening to my friend talking about it, and he said it was a car game. And I was immediately turned off because I never liked racing games. Mm-hmm. I like Mario Kart 64, but like
Crash Team Racing.
Crash Team Racing was great because, I mean, it was a ripoff of Mario Kart. But he started talking about Twisted Metal, and then he introduced me to it. I was like, this is the coolest game ever. You can play as like a dump truck and grab people and throw them off of buildings.
You could be a murderous clown driving around in an ice cream truck. It's fantastic.
You could be a guy who's just strapped to two giant wheels. That's a car.
That's a car. I like that we're like talking about video games because the idea was that we would talk about board games.
Mm-hmm.
So we just veered way off the rails.
Oh, yeah. Well, you said games in general.
So please tell me about your SNES and NES.
Because, like, because my start into games was the NES and the SNES and the original Game Boy, the brick.
And then you played NES on the SNES.
A NES on the SNES. No, I never played the NES on the SNES.
Oh, okay.
I never had Earthbound. So, I saw it in
I didn't
store.
Like Earthbound. I preferred Mother 3.
Did you? I still haven't played Mother 3.
I'm joking. I don't know any of those games. They're all baseball games, right? He's got a bat.
Man, something like that, right?
Yeah,
there's some hippies and a dog that bites you.
I started playing Earthbound. I knew I was doing bad because I was grinding And I was working hard, and then I talked to our friend Natalie about it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, you know, I've gotten to like the second or third town or whatever. They're talking about a cult, but I'm just mostly grinding. And she was like, you haven't gotten the first person yet? And I'm like, you collect people? Is that a thing you do in this game?
It's the prototype to Pokemon, don't you know?
Yeah. It's gotta catch them all. So that's how I knew I wasn't doing this game properly.
Do you like RPGs?
I mean, I'm okay with RPGs. I it depends. I the grinding has to be fun. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Most of it is just a slog, and mm-hmm. It brings down the whole game because you're like, okay, before I get to the next, like, if you prefer the story mm-hmm. and the grinding isn't fun, you're just like, before I get to the next part of the story, I have to spend 5 hours doing this boring, repetitive task that I hate.
Yeah, well, if you don't like it's very light on tactics, really. It is a sort of like a tactical kind of game, but, you know, when it's a turn-based system, usually you know the correct, like, next thing you have to do. You take enough damage, do a heal spell, then
yeah.
Okay. Turn-based RPGs are one that are like very contentious with people. Either you love those kind of games or you hate them,
right? And then like they turn into the real-time turn-based mm-hmm. Ones that are like blending them both, and that's, I think it's really interesting actually, because, you know, I think it's interesting, but it also kind of reminds me of QuickTime events, which I hate. It's like, move really, really fast, quick, or you just don't get a turn. It's fine. No, next character. Yeah.
When you say... are you referring to, like, action RPGs?
So the Tales of Disparia.
Oh, yeah. The Tales of Series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know, I think a few of them turned into like real time turn based, but I think they started out just regular turn based. Mm-hmm. Final Fantasy was turn based,
mm-hmm.
Which I admitted to never having been able to play properly. On recording, so that's good. Let's just put that out in the world.
I'll just say, Final Fantasy VII wasn't my first RPG. My first RPG was Super Mario RPG. I played that as a kid, and it was the bomb.
What is the story? How do you RPG Super Mario?
Yeah, right? So there was, like, this collaboration between Nintendo and Square. It was Squaresoft at the time, before they rebranded to Square.
Sure.
And then Square Enix.
Right.
Or was it Squaresoft, then Square Enix? Squaresoft had to basically take Mario and, like, figure out how do you make an RPG out of that. And I think the story, very simple, but, like, it was compelling, you know. Bowser is your main antagonist, but then all of a sudden this bigger villain comes out of nowhere, and he starts creating all these weapons to invade the entire world. And you're going along through the beginning of it thinking, oh, what is Bowser up to anyway? Or at least the people are. Like, you already know that this thing came out of the sky and started, like, filling the world with evil. And then you get Bowser later on in your party. That was a cool-ass game.
Got to befriend the bad guy, yeah.
I think that's where my love of Bowser started.
Yeah. It's a very shonen thing. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, there was a bad guy, now there's an even bigger bad guy, and now we're friends with the bad guy.
He's edgy, and he's got a bad pass, but he's lovable.
But yeah, that's where that starts coming in.
Yes, Bowser's the original Sasuke.
Right, and then by Mario Sunshine, everyone's like, oh, those are all Peach's kids. That's Bowser and Peach are just having a secret family on the side, and Mario is still just in the wrong castle.
Oh, man. Did you know that all of them from Super Mario 3, they're not his kids?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're just the Koopalings.
Oh.
Yeah. They're, man. I guess, like, more elite Koopas. Like, his only kid is Bowser Jr.
I guess they couldn't get away with retconning that. They were like, well, we named him Bowser Jr. It's a bit... It would be weird if we were like, your mom really wanted you to be an elite Koopa so bad. She named you Bowser Jr. in the hopes that Bowser would be like, yeah, you could be on the team.
It was super weird in Mario Sunshine, too, where they actually, like, alluded to the whole, yeah, Bowser and Peach had a kid. Because, like, Bowser Jr. goes through the entire game, yeah, saying that Peach is his mom. But then at the very end, they do the bait and switch, like, no, actually, she's not.
I don't know. I feel like that's a missed opportunity. You know there's going to be a new Mario Sunshine.
Another one?
Yeah, like not a Mario Sunshine 2. They're gonna do like a remaster for Switch.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Get all the blue coins.
Yeah.
Go back into that
crazy
fucking pinball game. The worst. I really like Sunshine though.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I think it's great. I think it's one of the best ones.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. 64 obviously is a classic, but Sunshine just has so much detail to it. Like, mm-hmm. they just threw everything at the wall. They were like, whatever.
Like, you have this new tool now. Luigi got his vacuum, and Mario got his water spout.
Water squirter.
Yeah, it turns into a jetpack. It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. They were like, oh, you know, because Mario is just full of hot water and Luigi just sucks. Let's kill him. Let's make that their powers now.
I haven't heard that take yet.
It's a new one, freshly released on this podcast.
Did you play Luigi's Mansion?
Do people say their names on podcasts? Do we say, like, hi, my name is Pedro.
I'm Mike. I'm Mike Lee. What's the name of the podcast?
Wasn't it Battle at the Table?
Was it?
Or something like that.
Battle at the Big Table?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Making a Final Fantasy reference?
Yeah, I think it was. which is because, like, it's supposed to be about tabletop games.
I guess that makes sense. The original was supposed to be board games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You play board games on a table, don't you?
Yeah, you could also play video games on a table as well, so I guess this is also a video games cast.
Who wants to limit anything? I say talk about everything, I don't care. But, I'm excited for them to release... the remastered Sunshine, because I don't want to find my GameCube cables is really the reason why I'm excited about that. And I guess it'll look prettier.
Yeah. The Wind Waker remaster was, like, super pretty. Did you see it?
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The one that they did, I think it was for the Wii U. I hope they bring it to the Switch.
I know they... I heard... Because they fixed the, like, sailing.
Because
that was, like, both the best and worst part of Wind Waker.
Well, yeah, it was, like, everything central about the sailing part. Because, like, you're in a world full of ocean. But then they gave you a lot of stuff that made it really tedious. Mm-hmm. The worst part was dealing with Tingle.
Yeah.
And he asked you to bring back, like... like 8 different artifact. I forget what it was, but you had to get like 8 different maps to go sail out to all the different places. So you had to sail out. I forget where you get if you get the maps from Tingle, but it took a long time to get this one thing done, where you're basically trying to put a thing together.
Oh, so you know what I did on Wind Waker?
Yeah.
So, you get to the bird island. I'm not going to remember any names or thing, because I just don't care.
Sure.
Okay. What were they, like... All right, they're not the Zora.
Oh, you're talking about the fish. Dragon Roost.
Yeah. So what are the bird people called? They're not Zora.
They're not Zora. They are...
Anti-Zora.
Not anti-Zora.
The opposite of Zora.
And we have the internet.
And we just... Ritos.
Ritos! Right. The Rito. Yeah. So I got to the Bird Island, and what I wanted to do badly is, so the Rito Princess is like, I will marry the person who gives me like this stone thing or whatever, but you got it from the birds if you like shot them down. And like, I remember spending like hours, because I think like, you only get it after you learn that, like, because there's the other guy, and he's like, give this to her, and then they're gonna get married. But I was like, no, I'm gonna break the game. I'm gonna go back to before I found out about this thing. I'm gonna kill all the birds, and I'm gonna like get this thing, and then I'm gonna give it to her, and then we're gonna get married. That's gonna be the new ending, secret ending to the game. As if that's something you can do, like you can just, you know, change course in the game, like that's how sophisticated our technology is. I don't know why I thought I could do that, but I really wanted to. I just wanted to marry the bird girl. And I'm honestly sad that I couldn't.
The developers didn't think that you would want to do that.
And they were wrong.
How short-sighted of them.
Who wouldn't want to marry the bird girl? I don't understand. And that's like my same issue with Ocarina of Time is you can't marry the fish girl. Why do they keep taunting us with these?
Because Link's got to be available forever.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no girl's going to want to buy Legend of Zelda anymore. Right.
Legend of Zelda, the true harem anime.
Did you play Luigi's Mansion?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I don't remember it. It was back in, what, the 90s?
The 90s?
The 2000s?
Something like that.
I don't remember. Sure. I don't remember the last three decades. Yes, the internet.
2001.
Yes.
Who remembers 2001?
I do. That was 9/11.
Yeah, I forgot.
This is beautiful.
Oh. So Luigi's Mansion. It was a fantastic game. I have Crescent Moon too, the one that came out for the 3DS.
Dark Moon,
that's what it was. Yeah, I never played it, but I got it. I paid money for it. Still, it's in my room somewhere. But yeah, like I really liked Luigi's Mansion, and then when the Wii U came out, they had that really fun like mini game where you could either be Luigi or you could be a ghost. And, like, as the ghost, you're supposed to try to like sneak up on him. You could only be seen when the light shines on you, and then as Luigi you're trying to like suck up the ghosts. Man, that game was fun. Did you ever play that?
Not that one. I only played the first Luigi's Mansion. I played a little bit of the third one. My dad had it at his house. I really want to get it, but like all of Nintendo's like mainline games, like Mario Maker, and they're all like $60, and they just will never go down in price.
No. And then they have to like always undersupply the market for some real dumb reason. Like, I don't understand it. I got so lucky that I bought a Switch right before the COVID-19 hit, because. I don't know what I would have done.
I was lucky to get it during.
We are live recording from Mike's house.
I just wanted to check. I'm sorry.
You guys are talking louder, so.
Welcome to the podcast. This is Amber, Amber A. Luigi's Mansion.
I like that more. I'm going to pay $250 to go get my last name changed to Luigi's Mansion.
Well, we'll just bleep out your last name.
Okay. Just cut that out. Cut all this out.
Cut the whole podcast out.
I put it in the background. Put echo on it.
Just put some echo on it and put it in the background. Yeah.
Auto-tune
it. Yeah, I can auto-tune this. I don't know. Like, do people talk about, like, why they're talking to the people they're talking to, like, in podcasts? Mm-hmm. Do they go, like, yeah, me and Mike were in a band once. And that's why we're talking about video games.
Oh, you could. It's just whatever you want to talk about, really.
I think it's the lack of definition that bothers me about podcasts. It's just, you put a microphone in front of people and you start talking and that's a podcast.
Yeah.
People do it. That's what, like, the whole Let's Play genre was all about. Well, at least, like, in the beginning, Let's Plays were all about, like, doing an informative kind of walkthrough of a game. Even if, like, you played the game before, it was meant to, like, show you things you might have missed the first time around. Mm-hmm. But then it evolved into this idea of, I'm just a person playing a game. There's no rules. I think it really blew up with, like, you know, PewDiePie and Markiplier, like, playing some, like, Amnesia and screaming into a microphone for hours. Right. And people just like watching people play games, and it just blew up into a genre of its own. Mm.
I had one person tell me that I should become a Twitch streamer because, number one, I'm a girl, and number two, I've not played crap. I don't know anything about anything. Like, all of those, like, OG games that common sense would say everyone has played when they were growing up and stuff, I'd never had access to. So, like, that I should basically go through and, like, play those and or do, like, horror games because I scream a lot and just do something like that, but I don't know what they even mean.
The number one prerequisite is you scream a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think the biggest requisite of you succeeding as something like that is to be entertaining.
Are you guys going to post this on YouTube?
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
The edited version.
Yeah.
I'm going to just go back to playing murder.
And I'm going to let Mike edit it.
I am now going to be the editor. I'm gonna put everything in the background, put an echo on it.
Yes, I can do that.
That's what you should do. You should, like, snip all of this out and, like, put it behind it and have, like, reverb, but make it super super quiet. So the whole, like, it's there, but no one will know.
Everyone will know.
I will know. I just. All right, so the thing is that being someone who doesn't know what a podcast is, I mean, I do now, I guess, officially. I officially know what a podcast is. I just have to give up on the fact that I want it to mean something more than what it is really what it actually boils down to. I know what a podcast is. I just wish it was something different.
Yeah, sure. I mean, what is meaning?
Right. No, yes, of course. You could throw that in my face because I don't believe anything has a meaning. But what I think is, I don't know now that I know what a podcast is, I'm developing my taste on podcasts, having never listened to any podcast. I'm developing these tastes. And
you
I'm
never
thinking,
listened to a podcast ever?
No. I mean, I've listened to, like, snippets of a podcast just because it's anytime people are talking on a microphone.
Sure.
I've listened to people talk to a microphone before.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, who hasn't heard the radio? but I think, all right, so now that I'm developing my taste, I don't know if I prefer the idea of an edited podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Out of laziness.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, well, you know, I think it just should be free, you know, like no edits, just like release the whole thing. But I think that's just really me going, I really don't want to cut a whole bunch of shit out.
Mm-hmm. Well, you better be prepared to fill the silence every minute.
Always be talking.
Always be talking.
That's the main rule. ASMR. Always be talking. And for those of you wondering, why don't those letters match? My name is Pedro, and I'm not from this country. I don't have to know what your letters mean. I prefer editing just because I don't like to talk so much. I mean, I talk a lot, but I don't like it.
Okay. That's a podcast topic.
How much do you like to talk, Mike?
Gee, man, I'm such a narcissist. I love to hear the sound of my own voice.
See, all right, so I love to hear the sound of my own voice. The problem is the raspiness and strain of having talked for so long. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah.
If I could, like, just speak forever without feeling the side effects of having spoken forever, I probably would never stop talking.
I had nothing to say.
Does that mean I won the podcast?
Yes. I feel like I won. Actually, podcasts are a competition. You've learned a new side of podcasting. Yes.
This is what I wanted podcasts to be. I wanted podcasts to be a little bit like pod racing, you know?
Now this is podcasting.
Yes. See, all right, so I thought this was a fun environment to podcast in because... Mm-hmm. You have this aquarium, and it just makes this noise. So if we stop talking for like long periods of time, which we will, because you don't talk and I don't know anything, so
two peas in a pod.
So like, which is why we wanted to start a podcast.
Which is great, because when you edit this and edit certain things out, it's going to be incredibly noticeable because the aquarium sounds are not going to match up.
Right, yeah. Well, the aquarium was going, but then suddenly it started going, and I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
What happened there? Something switched over.
I could tell it was edited by the pixels, honestly. That's really what gave it away.
This has been pod shopped.
Yes. But you were talking about Luigi's Mansion.
Luigi's Mansion. Yeah, I really liked Luigi's Mansion. I actually like found it scary in such a weird way because it's such a cartoony kind of game, but it still got me. But I think this might have been, like, during the point that, like, I was really getting into horror games. Because I loved Silent Hill, and I loved Resident Evil. One of my favorite games in the horror genre was on the GameCube. It was called Eternal Darkness.
Hmm.
And it was really interesting, because it was, like, a proper horror game on the Nintendo. Before Nintendo started, like, allowing stuff that was, like, you know, rated mature.
Right. I think, alright, so... It had a very haunting vocal performance. Mario! Oh, Mario!
The lighting, the fact that, like, a ghost coming out of nowhere... could like jump scare you in such a like simple way.
No, not yet.
I can't scare you yet. I mean, what was it, simple the way that scared you?
I don't know. Like, the atmosphere in it was really delightful.
Yeah, no, I really, I definitely appreciated it. I think, they really did everything they could to make, like, the game just work. Mm-hmm. Like, they definitely, you know, they timed, like, the way they handled the lighting, the music, and I think it was really well done.
And the way that Luigi sings with the background music.
Yes. Which I think is just a shame that, I mean, like, it's got like a cult following, but like, I don't think it really was like it was as big as some of the other Mario games.
No.
No, you're not. Wait,
what? It's fine.
What just happened?
You're talking. perfect background noise.
Yes. I like a podcast that sounds like you're in a cafe, you know, just a lot of people having conversations around you.
Well, yeah, everyone's working on their own novel.
Yeah.
Starbucking it. Right. They'd say.
It's the free Wi-Fi, you know, that's why I come here for my screenplays.
Oh, and Luigi's Mansion being a launch title for the GameCube, and the GameCube came right after the 64. Like, 64 had, like, very distinct graphics. Everything's very polygonal.
I just think, alright, like, the game I got with my Nintendo 64, or with my GameCube, sorry, the game I got with my GameCube... was some baseball game. I forget what it was. But I think it came with the baseball game, or someone bought the baseball game and gave it to me. Or it was my dad. My dad bought the GameCube, gave me this. And it just kind of shows you, like, how parents just kind of... whatever they do, even when they're doing things that they like you ask them to, they're always trying to kind of influence you toward what they want. It's like, why don't you play a little baseball? It's like, nah, I don't want to
play baseball.
I don't like it.
I play GameCube to avoid playing baseball.
You think if I wanted to play baseball, I'd be sitting here in front of the GameCube? I'd be outside with a bat. You want to buy me a game that has baseball, why don't you buy me fucking, I forgot the name.
Baseball.
Mother 3.
I don't think Lucas had a bat. I think he had a stick.
He had a stick.
Ness had the bat.
Yeah, yeah. No, I meant, like, I forgot the other one.
Oh, Earthbound.
Earthbound, that's what it was. I kept wanting to say Underground. No, no. Buy me Earthbound.
I think I only had one... like, sports kind of game that I ever liked was Ken Griffey Jr.'s baseball on the SNES. I thought one of the things that was really charming is that as a pitcher, you could throw the ball intentionally at the batter, and then they'd shake their fists at you very angrily.
The only sports game. So, alright, so there's a few sports games that I liked, right? I always liked the basketball games just because they always, like, it wasn't just like most baseball games where you just, like, it's a little bit like golf games here. You're just trying to, like, hit the like, little arrow at the exact mark so that you quote unquote hit the ball far enough. The basketball games, you're literally like you're moving around, so it's a lot more active, and they usually put like a fun spin on like, oh, now your ball's on fire, you know. So the game I liked a lot was Space Jam. Space Jam game. I love that game. And the mini levels of the mini games in that one were fun too, because they're like
the one where you're avoiding the dog.
Yeah, find Michael Jordan's sneakers and bag and water and whatever. And then you'd play. But yeah, like I really like the Space Jam game. I don't know. FIFA was kind of fun. I like the games where you're more active. Where, mm-hmm. I just don't think baseball is a very good sport to translate to video games.
Yeah, because you can't run outside. It's like having a almost on rail shooter.
Yeah.
Without the shooting.
Uh-huh.
Because you can't run outside the baseball diamond.
No.
Unless you're an outfielder, trying to position yourself to catch a fly ball.
The game.
Yeah.
Could you imagine just the new baseball game? You only play the outfielder.
You just stand around for 2 hours, and eventually one comes your way.
Yeah. Every few innings, they make you bad, and you're just bad at it.
It's kids' backyard baseball where. You're literally standing out there looking at anthills.
Oh, you know what? I think I actually had fun playing kids' backyard baseball.
I did not know that was the game.
No, yeah. You don't... Well, alright, there was a kids' backyard something. You don't remember this?
Sure, I have no idea.
I know there was a kid... I think there's a kids' backyard football.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see... Do you think that you just made this up?
Yeah, I was just making something off the top of my head.
Oh my god, you made up a real thing, though.
A funny premise.
A funny, yeah, I'm sure they thought it was a funny premise when they made the game.
Hey, you know it's a funny word?
What?
Funny. Those kids, when they get made fun of, and they're just like, stop, it's not funny, and then you keep laughing because they said funny, and it's just funny.
It's a game for the computer. Yeah, the original Backyard Baseball characters ranked. I found an article where they ranked the Backyard Baseball. See, look at that.
Oh, okay, so it's backyard baseball. I had no idea.
Oh, welcome to the podcast where we invent things that already exist.
I have approximate knowledge of many things.
Yes. Yeah, backyard sports. And they had a whole bunch of lines of backyard sports. They had backyard football.
Mm-hmm.
There was as recent one as 2009.
Wow.
Yeah. First release, 97, with Backyard Baseball.
Wow. Did you play the Twisted Metal that was a version with a bunch of kids?
Twisted Kids? Is it a kids' version of all the characters?
Yeah, kids' version of every character, there was a kid analog.
Twisted Metal. Kids.
I think the premise was they were all the Twisted Metal cars were RC cars. It was an okay game. I don't think any of the Twisted Metal has lived up to number two. Nothing had the drift feel that 2 did.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, Twisted Metal Kids, Small Brawl.
Small Brawl, that's what it was.
Oh my god. So crazy. No, I never played Twisted Metal Kids. I would have loved to meet the kid version.
I think I still have that somewhere.
The Babs and Buster Bunny of Twisted Metal.
Yeah, pretty much.
Honestly, didn't play a lot of the Twisted Metal. I just played the, Twisted Metal 2, I believe, was the one that I played.
Mm-hmm.
I remember... Because, I don't know, back in the day, um, Yeah, like, I just moved to this country, so, like, I didn't have a lot of people to play with. So I just kind of played by myself for a while. Then when I got friends, all my friends were, like, Nintendo people. That's when the 64 came out, and, you know, Smash Brothers came out. And that became the instant new thing. But you know what's an underrated gem? A pretty fun game that I remember from the Nintendo 64 era.
Which one?
Batman Beyond.
Batman Beyond? I never played that one.
It was from when the Joker movie came out. Batman Beyond. Well, I think it was the only Batman Beyond movie. Which, you know, had him fighting the Joker. I think the Joker's Return is what it was called. And that game was a lot of fun. Like, it just went through, like, the beats of the movie. But, you got to do a little level with everyone. I don't know. It was hard, but it was also pretty, like, it was good. I never heard anyone ever talk about it. So, you know, I always wondered, did I make it up? Is it like the Backyard Kids?
Is this the Mandela effect?
Yes. But no, I know it's real. Because there's a movie.
There was a movie. No, I had never heard of the Batman Beyond game. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah. I don't want to find the cables for my PlayStation 4, but maybe there's an emulator we could play at some point. Well, that wraps it up for us kids. When do you know a podcast is finished?
I think we just figure out a time to end it, and we just end it
when we're done talking about everything.
Yeah,
I don't think we ever finish talking about things. Usually we talk till like 8 in the morning.
Well, then it's not a podcast, it's hanging out.
That's what I thought a podcast was, Mike. That's why I wanted to do a podcast with you.
No, a podcast is the illusion of hanging out.
Alright, we will find out next time how to end a podcast. But for now, we are done.